I am Fightback Ninja, and I will help you to fight back against scammers, spammers, and time wasters.
The most common scams of 2018. 1. Remote PC problem scams. This scam is largely carried out by scam call centres in India. They phone people, mostly in the UK and USA, and claim to be from Microsoft or BT or Virgin or a similar company, and tell the victim that their internet connection has been infected with a virus, or someone unauthorised is using it, or it has been used for illegal purposes. And after that frightener, they convince the victim they can fix the problem and just need access to the victim's PC. Once they get access, they can install malware that searches for financial details, logins and passwords and so on. Microsoft, BT and certain people like this will never call telling you there's a virus on your computer. These calls are always, always a scam. 2. Fake stroke counterfeit scam. The internet is full of websites that copy the big names but in fact sell fake versions of the products. Don't be caught out, only buy from reputable sources, and don't encourage crime by buying fake goods in any way. If you buy fake goods online, forces are likely to copy your credit card details and run up a huge bill for you. 3. The overpayment scam. You sell an item online and the buyer accidentally sends you a check for far too much. A worried call then ensues and the caller asks you to pay them the difference. This sounds okay, but it's a really bad move as the original check will bounce, leaving you out of pocket. Many people do not realise that although a check clears within 5 days, the bank can still take the money back for up to another 5 days if the check bounces. If you're overpaid, then you need to wait at least 10 working days before repaying any difference. 4. The payday loan scam. Some people take out payday loans just to tide themselves over for a few days at the end of the month after an unusually costly month. But many take out these expensive loans in desperation to fend off bailiffs, keep the electricity running, pay for medical bills and so on. And these are the people targeted by scammers. The scammers create fake websites that look like payday loan companies but are just a front. You're offered cheap loans with no collateral, but once they have your financial details, they will make your life much worse and even more in debt. Be very careful with payday loans online. Only trust reputable company. Sometimes the scammers offer loans, but you have to pay a security fee or advance fee up front. That means it's a con. 5. Working from home scam. Many people would love to work from home and earn a good salary. There are some such jobs, but most don't get advertised. That's usually for people already at a business changing their working habits to work more from home. There are some well-paid jobs working at home, things like translations, writing, and other jobs where serious expertise is required. Whereas the fake jobs offered by scammers are usually data entry, social media posts, and so on that require very little skill and supposedly pay huge amounts. These are always fake. It's very easy to find good data entry people for £10 an hour, so why would anybody pay a lot more than that? Obviously they wouldn't. Research shows that more than 98% of work-at-home offers are fake. Do not be taken in. I am Fightback Ninja. Check out my blog online, fightback.ninja.